said softly, "but I didn't think it required a paladin. Is it really that bad?" Pox was startled. She had had no feelings about this town at all, and no sense that she was called to do anything here. "Marshal, I'm not here in answer to your call, that I know of. It's true I'm on quest, but somewhere else."
"I see."
He looked somewhat relieved. Would you know if my message was received in Fin Panir?"
"No."
Pox shook her head slowly. "I haven't been in Fin Panir for over a year."
"Oh."
Now he looked dismayed. "Blast, I wish I knew." He stopped as the landlord came to take their order, and quickly told the man to bring stew and hot bread. When the landlord moved away, he began again. "Sorry, should have let you order, but I'm that worried, you see. And then you came in just when I was thinking I'd have to ride at least to Varela myself." The landlord came with their food, two huge bowls of steaming stew and two loaves of bread. Pox began to eat. The stew was good. She finished it all and mopped the bowl clean with a hunk of bread. The marshal insisted on paying for their meal and said nothing more about his problems until they were near the Grange and the street empty around them.
"I don't mean to delay you," he said, "but if you have a little time, perhaps you could just tell me if I should ride out myself. It's very vexing, is what it is."
Pox herself was curious what sort of problem could bother him so, and what kind of help he'd asked for. She agreed to take a cup of sib in his office and listen.
"This is solid old Girdish territory," he began. "Has been for generations. We had a grange here before Saya claimed it, so we've always had a strong yeomanry. But as we're close to Leonia, Harway, maybe a half-day's walk east, is on the border. We've had plenty of Fokians, too. I've nothing against them. They're quiet, law-abiding folk, and brave enough in trouble. But this trouble in Leonia, well now, folk here are beginning to worry. When the first few Fokians came in wanting to join the Grange, I admit I was pleased about it. After all, that's what any marshal hopes to do, is increase the strength of the yeomanry. The Fokian captain even joked with me about it, wanted to know my secret. But along about last spring, it went beyond any jokes. They've closed their field. That's like our Grange, and the captain's left. There's a sergeant now, for the few commons left, and our Grange is stuffed with ex-Fokians."
"Why do you think they changed?" asked Pox. It still didn't seem much like a real problem to her.
"Leonia. I think they wanted to show their loyalty to Saya, where the court's Girdish. They don't say so, of course. I wouldn't take them if they did. That's a bad reason to change patrons, just for policy like that, and that's part of my problem. All these so-called Girdsmen. I don't have the arms for that many, or the money and time to get arms. Of course, the Fokian captain didn't send the arms along with them, very properly, too. I certainly never send arms with a yeoman who left the Grange, but they talk all the time, worrying themselves and me, and I have only one yeoman marshal, and she's been sick. Then there's the visitors."
"Visitors?" Pox asked politely, since he had paused, as if waiting for her question.
"Yes."
He made a sour face.
"Close as we are to the border, you see. Families here and families there have intermarried, and so on. With all this uncertainty in Leonia, they've come over here until it settles down, if it ever does. As I said, we're a long-settled area. It's not easy to absorb several hundred more people all at once, and no knowing when they'll leave. Families going short call on the Grange for help. We had a good harvest, but most of these people